The city of Elliott Lake has passed a bylaw allowing additional living spaces to be built at people's homes. The move comes after the province of Ontario's 2019 legislation forcing all municipalities to permit multi-residential living arrangements throughout the province. The bylaw, which received approval by City Council at its virtual meeting Monday night, will permit additional residential units in a primary residence and allow an accessory structure in all zones that permit single, semi-detached, or a row house dwelling. That, however, does not alter restrictions imposed by some condominium corporations. Condominium complexes in Elliott Lake may have restrictions on putting in place another residential home where the condominium is concerned, said the board of directors of Elliott Lake's Algoma Condominium Corporation No. 13 on Frame Crescent, in a statement. Most condominiums state in their declaration that the units are single-family homes which would prevent another family from living in a basement apartment. The land outside of the unit in a condominium is a common element and, as such, owners cannot build on it, the condo board said. For non-condo dwellers, most owning freehold properties, those interested in adding additional residential units are urged to contact the city for information on legal requirements. All extra housing units have to comply with the Ontario Building and Fire Codes and meet regulations for on-site parking, various zoning standards, and proper servicing. They also cannot be severed from their main residential use. It is recommended that the city consider adopting a licensing by law under the Municipal Act to further regulate and monitor uptake of additional residential units, J.L. Richards planners Vero and Reed wrote in their report to council. One exception in the new bylaw is that no multiple residential conversions will be allowed on shoreline residential lots or those abutting on water. In their submission to council, the Sudbury-based planning consultants wrote, a tiny home on wheels would be considered a mobile home and would not be acceptable unless located in a mobile home park. However, if the wheels were removed and the home was placed on a foundation, that would be acceptable. The planners also wrote that a yurt would be acceptable providing it met all building and fire code requirements. This is being put down our throats by the province, said Cown. Chris Pattery. Cown. Norman Mann opined, we can get the information out to the residents that this is not something that we're instituting, said Cown. Norman Mann. We're being compelled to do this by the province, totally in line with their rules. If we were to oppose this, we could find ourselves up for an appeal process which we most likely could not win, Mann continued. We already have city streets which have illegal parking on both sides, Cown. Luke Sear said. I want to make sure that staff use caution in ensuring there's proper enforcement, which is critical if we're going to pass the bylaws. I would like to see a bylaw in place so we know how many families are living in a dwelling for safety, for fire, for whatever is needed, said Cown. Sandy Finnamore. On another note, council voted to approve spending over $17,000 on entertainment and cultural activities planned over 4 days on Labor Day weekend. All events are subject to any COVID-19-related restrictions which could be in place from September 3 through 6. The weekend events range from fireworks, music and children's entertainment and barbecues at Westview Park on Sunday and Labor Day Monday. There will also be an indoor-outdoor beer fest and bar at Collins Hall on Saturday and a statue commemoration and day of mourning ceremony at the Miners Memorial on the previous Friday. Sear had a word of caution for his fellow councillors and city staff regarding any challenges which could result should the city decide to require proof of COVID-19 vaccination at the venues. The only thing that I'm disappointed to hear and I think staff need to use caution for is, for any staff to state that for public events, people, need to be vaccinated, said Sear. Here we're opening ourselves up to litigation and challenges for human rights and the Canadian Charter of Rights. Discriminating against people with challenges is still against Canadian rights. Not everybody can get the vaccines. Elliott Lake's manager of recreation and culture Darla Hennessy said the only cost to the city should the events need to be cancelled would be $150 for the liquor license at the Saturday bar.